Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 26th. You'll be interested to know, 213 years ago, today in 1812, in opposition to the redrawing of districts to favor incumbents in an upcoming election, the Boston Gazette published a satirical cartoon that graphically transformed the districts into a fabulous animal, the gerrymander, thereby introducing the term gerrymander into the American lexicon and highlighting the manipulation of electoral boundaries. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 34 degrees with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 50 and a slight chance of rain showers later in the afternoon, accompanied by a light west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 33, and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 9:15, with a low tide just after 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather. On Thursday, expect a slight chance of rain in the morning, then sunny skies with a high near 50. Thursday night will be partly cloudy and chilly. Friday brings mostly sunny weather, warming up to 55. Rain is likely Friday night into Saturday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 44. Sunday will also be rainy and cloudy, with a high near 43 and cooler nights ahead. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts police are warning the public about card-skimming devices being used to steal information from ATMs and point-of-sale machines. The Boston Police Department issued a notice highlighting that fraudsters are concealing skimming devices inside ATMs, making them hard to detect. These devices record data from a card's magnetic stripe or chip. Police advised individuals to use ATMs located inside financial institutions, check for tampering signs, shield pins while entering them, and inspect point-of-sale terminals. If you suspect fraud, contact your card company immediately, deactivate your card, and monitor your account closely. Now on to sports. Welcome, baseball fans, to the 2025 Major League Baseball opening week. As the season kicks off, the reigning World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, lead our initial rankings with a projected record of 102 wins and 60 losses, boasting nearly 98% playoff odds. The Dodgers aim to defend their title with a highly talented roster. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies are also in contention, with strong playoff odds. The season promises intense competition and exciting storylines as teams strive for glory. Stay tuned for all the thrilling action ahead. In local sports, last night, the Celtics were off. But tomorrow night, riding a 6-game winning streak, the Celtics face the Phoenix Suns at the Footprint Center. Boston boasts a record of 53-19, sitting in first place. The Suns, with a record of 35-37, are in fifth place in the Pacific Division. Tip-off is at 10. J. Jason Tatum leads the Seas as they take on a Suns team that has won 4 straight games. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable with a sore ankle. Tonight, the Bruins at 30-33-9 aim to snap a 6-game skid against the Ducks in Anaheim. David Pastrnak, with 36 goals and 48 assists, leads the charge for the Bees. The Ducks, standing at 30-32-8, look to defend home ice. In top news, in a startling revelation, a journalist inadvertently received U.S. military plans via a group chat on Signal involving national security officials discussing impending strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. The incident unfolded on March 15th when the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, texted details about the operation, including precise timelines and targets. This breach raises significant concerns about national security protocols, as the use of Signal for such sensitive discussions is not authorized. The implications of including an unverified participant in these conversations could lead to serious legal and operational ramifications for the Trump administration. In business news, Bayer shares experienced a significant decline after a jury in a Georgia state court ordered the company to pay $2.1 billion related to its Roundup weed killer. The jury's verdict included $2 billion in punitive damages and $65 million in compensatory damages. Following this ruling, Bayer's stock dropped 6.6% to €22.48. Bayer disputes the verdict, asserting it contradicts scientific evidence. The company has paid around $10 billion to settle claims, with approximately 67,000 cases still pending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $87,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $2,100. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Colorado psychedelic mushroom experiment has officially begun. Regulators are issuing licenses for psychedelic mushroom providers and plan to authorize state-run healing centers for supervised consumption by late spring or early summer. This follows Oregon's lead, as both states have decriminalized these mushrooms despite their Schedule I status under federal law. Medical experts highlight the potential of psilocybin to treat depression and anxiety, particularly in those unresponsive to traditional therapies. As Colorado prepares for this new chapter, advocates emphasize the importance of ensuring safety and accessibility in these emerging therapeutic settings. And in entertainment news, in a significant shift for the James Bond franchise, producers Amy Pascal and David Heyman are stepping in, marking a broccoli-free era. Pascal, known for her work on Spider-Man and Casino Royale, and Heyman, recognized for Harry Potter, will collaborate on the next Bond film. Courtney Valenti, Amazon's film chief, emphasized their greatest sense of responsibility in continuing the legacy established by Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson. In a joint statement, Pascal and Heyman acknowledged Bond as one of the most iconic characters in the history of cinema and expressed excitement for his upcoming adventure. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet, Emily Dickinson. And she said, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tunes without the words and never stops at all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.